serving first off at the Mount Horeb Bible Institute, then in two different local church ministries. And so we're glad to have her with us. She's one of our missionaries that we support. And so getting that mic on there, you should be good to go as long as it's on.
Okay, yeah.
Sure. Okay, you should be good to go there. Get the screen pulled down and get ready to go.
Okay. Well, again, it's so good to be here with you. I appreciate the Gossmans and their hospitality, and I appreciated lunch with Pastor Howard and his family. I appreciate that very much. And just being here with you and being able to share what God has been doing down in Mexico. As you'll see in the video, the activities that I've had over the years down there. In 2019, most of those activities didn't continue due to, well, one, the virus, but even after that, there's, at least at the church where I've been in, there's not been any of the other regular activities, the children's club or VBS. But I praise the Lord what has been able to, what we have been able to do. I praise the Lord for, I think in updates I've mentioned Mary Jane, and we were able to disciple her, continue to pray for her spiritual growth, and that she will continue to be faithful. I don't know if there's been, well, it's been mentioned. I don't know if I've made it clear that the co-worker I have, Laura, she is a national. And she's been a tremendous blessing. She's been with me 8 years. I appreciate your praying for her. And also as I transition, she teaches the children. She has a real servant spirit. And she was with me with the discipling Mary Jane. We've also had contact with some other people that need to be, well, there's two other, I think I mentioned maybe a tailor, and please pray for his salvation. As of now, there hasn't been a man to visit him and witness to him. He's heard, we've given him tracts, we've witnessed to him, but just pray for his salvation. And also a florist, that he's been studying a discipleship course, but there again, he needs to be have someone to, a man to visit him, disciple, or work with him. So please pray for those people, for their salvation. Also, I especially appreciate your prayers as I continue to travel, and Lord willing, on November the 11th, I'll begin heading back down to Texas. So appreciate your prayers. Once I get down there, I will have the left eye checked. I had cataract surgery on the right eye, but they'll be checking the left eye to see if it's ready to be operated on. So I just pray, ask you to pray for those details that still need to be worked out, being able to know what to bring up from, I need to close the house that I'm renting, and also to know what I need to bring up, and those details. But I praise the Lord for what He's been able to do, as you'll see in the video. That's the ministry I've had over several, many years down there, my time down there in Mexico. And I will have much the same ministry there in Texas, helping with the music, discipleship, visitation, teaching ladies, children. So as I said before, it's something that I wasn't looking for. The Lord was directing me or leading me to think about transitioning up to the States to help in a Spanish work. I didn't know where, but the Lord just opened this door. I wasn't looking for it or expecting it. But after praying and consulting with the mission director, it was approved by the board, and so I'm looking forward to what the Lord has in the future. And I appreciate so much your prayers and your financial giving that helped make it possible to get the gospel to the unsaved there in Mexico. Mexico is predominantly Catholic, and it's very closely tied with the occult. Maybe some haven't ever realized that, but it's very closely connected with the occult. And so the people are lost. They're blind. It's very sad to see how they're blinded. They're looking to Mary for their praying to Mary. And one time I heard them in December, they have a procession from one in town to the Catholic Church, and they were saying, "Hail Mary, hope of the sinner." That was what they said. So they're, thankfully, there are people that are open, and they do listen to the gospel, and they do come to know the Lord, but many of them are very very closed, very Catholic. But I think we'll see the video at this time, and then also with the video they'll explain a little more about the transition.
They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Psalm 126, 6a. Our southern neighbor, Mexico, is three times bigger than the state of Texas and is home to the largest pyramid in the world. 60% of the 129.2 million people are mestizos, people who are a mixture of Indians and Spaniards. Spain ruled Mexico for 300 years. Because of this heritage, Mexico is 87% Catholic, and to this day is a country steeped in Catholicism, tradition, and superstition. Many Mexicans seek to get to heaven by their good works, but their only hope is salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. It has been my privilege to share the hope of the gospel with the lost in Mexico since 1980. Praise the Lord for the seed that has been sown through various activities. Each week, Laura, my national co-worker, and I go to the market to buy our fruits and vegetables for the week. As we purchase fruits and vegetables, the Lord gives us the opportunity to pass out many gospel tracts. Visitation also offers many opportunities to plant the seed of the gospel. We met Rosenda through Delfina, a lady in our church. She has attended our church services occasionally. She needs to be discipled so that she can have victory in her spiritual life. Pray for her growth and for more opportunities to visit her. Weekly Bible studies give us opportunities to cultivate gospel seeds. Letty received Christ as her Savior during a weekly Bible study. She has finished a discipleship course. Pray for her spiritual growth. Our Saturday Children's Club is another opportunity to plant the seed of the gospel in the hearts of the children that attend. Children listen to the Bible stories and learn a Bible verse each week. Most of the children come from unsaved homes. We ask the Lord for wisdom in the area of discipline. The Lord has used the Bible stories and verses to work in the hearts of the children. Some of the children have made professions of faith, and some have gone on for the Lord. It is a special joy to see young people from the church go to Bible institutes to prepare to serve the Lord. Karen and Iram, Pastor Cornelio's two oldest children, are studying at a Bible institute in Hermosillo and were able to be with us in December. Iram preached two times, and Karen taught a Bible study for the ladies. She also taught the verse and the Bible story in the Saturday children's class. Much gospel seed has been sown through Vacation Bible School. Bible verses and Bible stories are taught each day. The seed took root when Laura and Evelyn accepted Christ as Savior during VBS. Please pray for their spiritual growth. Pray that Laura will be able to attend Sunday school and the Saturday Children's Club on a regular basis. The annual Ladies Retreat is another way in which the seed of the gospel is sown. Women from the churches in the surrounding areas attend, and ladies from Monterey come to teach God's Word. I have been privileged to take part in the conference by leading the singing. It is a joy to see the church people involved in the conference. My co-worker, Laura, helps in the nursery. Some of the ladies greet the visitors as they arrive. Others help serve the food during the dinner. Many of the church people help clean up afterwards. Youth camp each summer has given much opportunity to plant the seed of the gospel and has borne much fruit. Many young people have made salvation decisions or surrendered their lives to serve the Lord. It has been a privilege to take part in this ministry through the music. Each year, I prepare the special music for the evening service, and a group of campers sings a special each night. Music camp has been another opportunity for planting the seed of the gospel. Teaching flute gives me the opportunity to help campers learn an instrument as well as help them spiritually. Campers hear the gospel each day during the evening service. Psalm 126:6 promises that he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Will you continue to pray for the gospel seed to bear fruit? Would you go to the harvest and sow the seed of the gospel in Mexico?
I look forward to helping the Iglesia Bautista Emanuel Fundamental Independiente de McAllen, Pastor Joel Quirino, was the assistant pastor at Iglesia Bautista Colonial in Mission, Texas. And so I had...
Tell him.
Yeah. The, well,
is that the one you want?
No, the next one.
That one?
Yeah.
That's the one. Okay.
Okay.
Just say when you want to change it.
Okay. Yeah. And Pastor Joel, I knew the family as they... He was the assistant pastor at Colonial, the Bautista, Iglesia Bautista Colonial in Mission, Texas. And the Lord, back in April, the Lord directed him to start this church plant in McAllen, Texas. And so I look forward to helping in that. The next slide. The next slide.
Yeah,
this is Pastor Joel, his wife, and myself. So, as I mentioned, the Lord had spoken to me or moved me to think about relocating to Texas or to the States to help in a Spanish work. I didn't know where, but then I wasn't looking for it, but Pastor Hoyle asked me to help them, and after praying and consulting with the mission director, seeking guidance from the director, and the Lord gave me peace, and it was approved by the board, and so I look forward to helping in that ministry. It'll be basically the same ministry I've had with helping with the music. Pastor Joel has the desire to have good music in the church and be helping with visitation, music, visitation, discipling, helping with the ladies and children. And they have, the Pastor Joel has a desire to disciple these believers that they might be able to teach. And from the very beginning, he taught them about missions, the need to support missionaries. And now they're beginning to, they've already had their first Vacation Bible School. And already they're beginning to get the church people involved in the visitation. So my ministry there will be basically the same as it has been in Mexico. The next. And they've recently posted a picture of a group for the visitation. Some of the church people are getting involved in that. And we could have the, and as I said, the main ministries that I'll have is with the music, discipleship, visitation, teaching the ladies and the children. The next one. So I'm excited to use the experience the Lord has given me in Mexico to assist in this church. And the move will be entail additional living expense, but I pray that please pray with me that the Lord will supply the extra funds and for wisdom in this transition, what I will need to bring up to help in the work and exactly where I will be living. So once I get down to Texas, to the border again, there will be many details that will be need to be looked into and taken care of. But I thank you so much for your prayers and your support. And I'm looking forward to what the Lord has. Thank you. I don't know
you
if.
Do questions?
Is, I don't know if there's any questions you'd like.
I think you mentioned that to us that the place this church plant will be meeting is in a school or someplace like that, you said?
They are renting a school in a school. They're renting a right now, but they would like to find a building that they could get into.
And how will this affect your financial support? How are your costs going to be different when you transition?
Well, part of that will depend on where I actually live. I mean, the rent, of course, if I rent, that will be higher than what I pay right now renting down in Mexico. And there'll be other costs that will be more than what I'm paying now, what I have. But as of now, we'll still be with the mission, and so that will not change.
I know the exchange rate between the dollar and the peso is like 20 to 1 or something like that, isn't it? What is your exchange rate?
It changes sometimes from day to day, but I think the last it was like maybe 19 to peso, $19 to equal 1 peso. But I don't know right now what the exact exchange rate is.
But that will adversely affect you when you come back to the States. That exchange rate is going to adversely affect your support. Is that right?
Well, in the States, I don't think so. It affects more like when you're in Mexico as far as living expense. But in the States, it's just, you know, the dollar. But in Mexico, because of the exchange rate, that changes. And so.
Do you feel scared down there in this day and age with all those immigrants that are coming from Mexico on the southern border? Or are you near where they might go through the town?
You mean they're in Texas?
Their travels from where?
Oh, as of now, no. The Lord has been very good to protect. And anytime I come up to the border, I always send out a lot of emails requesting prayer, and the Lord's always been so good to protect.
I was just thinking about when you got your car stolen. Can you tell us about that again?
Yes, that was back in 2010. At that time, I was living by myself. But I got back from church. It was on a Friday. It was still daylight. And I parked the car, locked the car, was putting my keys away when two men approached, one with a pistol. He said, "Give me your keys." Well, I didn't resist. I gave him my keys. And another one came and covered my eyes and my mouth. And but the Lord was with me. And then the one that was covering my eyes and my mouth jumped in the car when they were ready to go. They sped up the street, but they didn't get the car either because they didn't make the turn and they crashed into a concrete wall in front of the house at the top of the hill. So, but the Lord was very gracious. They could have killed me. They could have taken me. But I praise the Lord. The car was insured and the insurance company was very good. They assigned me a lawyer. They even paid to have the car towed up all the way up to Texas to the border. And they towed it to where the shop that they deal with. And so the Lord provided another vehicle, but I couldn't take that vehicle in until the one that they were bringing up, that the permission had to be canceled. And also a hurricane came through at that same time and flooded the Edwana area. So I was there at the border probably 3 weeks before the car finally came through with the permission canceled. But the Lord's been very good, and I'm thankful for it, for His goodness.
You want to tell them what happened with your debit card?
With the what?
With your debit card, your credit card?
Oh, well, that kind of has to do with Norma. But Norma had a problem with her debit card, and somebody got the PIN number from her debit card. And so without a debit card, she didn't have any way to get Mexican currency out. So the mission began depositing into my checking account money for her. So I was using my debit card to get money out for her, not on the same day, and also for me. Well, that went okay until October when somebody got my PIN number. And so I had to call the bank and have it canceled. But thankfully, I have an account in that bank. So I was having to make large wire transfers to get enough money to help give Norma and also for myself until I could come up to Texas to get my new debit card. And then she was able to finally get a debit card from her bank up in Lima. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite song in Spanish that you could sing?
That I could sing?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I can remember.
Or even a kid's one.
Lord, Send Me Anywhere. That's probably my favorite missionary song. Señor, te diste al morir. Señor, te diste al morir. Tú mismo por mí. No, no. I haven't sung it for a while. I'm trying to remember the words. But it says, Señor, envíame a lo que es, solo ve conmigo, ponme cualquier carga, solo sosténme, rompe, Consagro mi vida a ti. Like I say, I haven't sung it in Spanish for a while, but it's in, and I don't have that. It's in the Majesty hymn book in Spanish, but.
In that picture that from 1980, was that Norma Elroy on the left?
That's in Mount Horeb in 1980, there were four of us missionary ladies that were there. With Norma, Julia Garst, who was my co-worker from 1983 to 2005. And there was Melody Pilcher, another missionary lady. And there were four of us there at Mount Horeb at the same time. So that was back in, I think, 1980 that picture was taken. I'm not for sure. Yeah.
You grew up at Delaware Baptist Church. Your family. Could you tell us about your family growing up and how you decided to be a missionary?
Mm-hmm. Well, until I was 5 years old, I was saved at the age of 12. But up until that time, our family attended a denominational church. But then a friend of our family invited us to Delaware Bible Church, where that was the first time I heard the gospel. I'd never heard the gospel before, never heard the plan of salvation until that time. And so I received the Lord after hearing a gospel message on Sunday morning. And then later, at that time, after hearing that message, I realized I was a sinner and I was lost. The only way I could get to heaven was through the Lord Jesus Christ, so I accepted him that morning. Then later on, I dedicated my life to the Lord during a missions conference. The Lord spoke to my heart through Romans 12:1, where it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And I just realized that I needed to surrender my life to him for whatever he had. I didn't know he would have me be a missionary to Mexico at that time. And so after high school, I was able to go to Bob Jones University. And then after that, I taught at the school there at Delaware. And then I went to Mexico in 1980. But then later on, became very clear that I needed to move my membership. So I had to move my membership. I was praying where, so I moved my membership to Berean Bible Church, Pastor Roger Vogel's church. But for 4 years, I helped at the Christian school there. In fact, Deborah was one of my, I was in charge of daycare. Deborah was one of my daycare students. Deborah and Mary Beth. And I remember that Deborah received the Lord during that time. And so I'm thankful for that experience, and it's really a joy to see how Deborah has gone on. The Lord has been on the mission field or been a missionary now for several years. I don't remember exactly how many. But so.
much, Diana. Be sure to look at her display down in the foyer. Take one of her prayer cards. I think she has some out there. But let's go ahead and turn in our hymn books to 435. Lord, speak to me that I may speak. 435. Let's stand as we sing. 435.
Thank you.